Well, today we're visiting with Clint Fichter, who is the city manager for the city of Avoca. The folks in the Avoca community are looking at the possibility of a project to put together a community center, and they're asking for folks' assistance there. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Clint, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Very good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Avoca Community Center idea. How long has this been tossed around?
It has been approximately 3 years. We've been looking at it, different sites, different concepts. So it's an idea that's been fairly well discussed, at least at a city leadership level. And we're trying to move beyond that and actually put something together now.
Sure. When you talk about a city leadership level, you mean like at the city council level, or is there a committee been put together?
There is. The city council has discussed it. Our golf advisory board has discussed it. We had a small committee, working committee, a few years ago. And then we've established an actual committee now that has been working together for, I believe, 5 months.
Very good. So how far along has this gotten? Have you put together any conceptual ideas or discussed some details yet?
Yeah, so we have actually gone fairly far in this process before. The original circumstances were the city was approached with the possibility of a large gift to help make this possible. And the gift came with a short time frame to put everything together, put our matching funds together. So in 2018, early 2018, we had applied for some grants. Excuse me, I'm off. It was 2017 when this is 2017 when this happened. We had put some grant applications together, and we had gone all the way through a complete design of a facility, and we weren't able to get the grant funds and match the grant. So we had gone extremely far in the process at that point, but it had to happen on a very tight time frame, just due to all the circumstances of that. So after that didn't work, we started to go back and look at alternatives and work with the potential gift maker to see, what other things they may like, and that basically led to, once we opened up a lot more possibilities to the project, it felt like we were treading water, I think, in the different options and not making any decisions. And that was how that led us to the creation of our committee that I mentioned earlier.
Sure. Well, now you've gotten to the point here where you're looking for full community input. As many people as want to have input can have input. You've put together a survey opportunity. Can you talk about that process?
Yes. So in a previous job that I had, I had experience with working with a division within Iowa State University that conducts, accurate, professional surveys for different groups, including communities. So I had kind of thrown out the idea of doing this with Iowa State. We work with them to develop a survey instrument and a sampling method, and that is going to begin later this month, maybe in the next week, or possibly right after Labor Day. This remains to be seen yet. I'm kind of tending more to think it'll be right early in September, but they may be hitting the mail as early as next week.
What will you be asking folks on that survey?
We ask several different types of questions. We ask the most important, I think, question that we're trying to analyze is whether or not people will support this project. We have not really priorly gauged the community support. So that's our primary question is there enough community support in this for us to spend money on it and commit to maintaining it over the life of a facility? And then we also ask some more project oriented questions like, what do you want for your facility attributes? There's not a lot of specific location questions in it, but the attributes of the facility that people choose, if it is supported, would kind of drive new versus really utilizing an existing building, that kind of thing. So there is just those kind of general questions.
Sure. Well, when you use the words community center, that can mean a lot of different things. It could just be a meeting place. It could be a place with activities and things to it. Every community has a different idea about that. Do you guys have kind of an idea where you're going yet with that?
To date, we have only talked about the meeting room aspect of it. That has been pretty much what we've discussed. We expand the options in that in our survey. So the survey asks for other things like, you know, workout area and things like that you typically see in a larger scale community center.
Sure. I mean, we're not necessarily thinking about it as like a recreation center type facility, but if that's what people want, maybe you could look in that direction or something. That's what the survey's for?
Yeah, we thought that, you know, this is the first, as far as I know, the first, you know, professional survey that the community has conducted, you know, and there is an investment to it. It costs approximately $5,000. Yeah, we thought if we're spending the money on this now, let's get all of our questions answered, you know, and see what people think.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so this will be an opportunity for folks to have their say. Will it be online or will there be a paper survey? How will that be done?
So what they're going to do is our goal would be to get 3 to 8, between a minimum of 300, as many as 800 survey, completed surveys back. And those will be, there's a sampling method that they're selecting based off of our voter registration file. And they're broken up into two groups. Everybody takes the same survey, but some people will receive a paper survey. Others will receive a survey invitation that they can complete online. It's about half and half is what they designed it for. So there is both of those options.
Sure. So are we just maybe doing tally marks as simple as that to figure out what people want, what gets the most votes in this, or will this be chewed up by a committee and kind of put together a conceptual idea of what the majority seems to want in this?
I think the results, you know, we'll receive an analysis from the Iowa State University, you know, kind of explaining the results and breaking it out. And I believe that will get fairly heavily analyzed. I mean, it's a really legitimate opportunity for people to participate because we do not know what people want, and we are trying to match our project up with people's desires and expectations. So it's a, you know, really honest attempt to gauge people's opinion. So I think what we receive back will be given a lot of weight and a lot of thought.
Oh, well, this is a great opportunity for folks to have some input. You can't have everybody in the community on a committee, obviously. That's never going to work. And it's hard in a lot of cases to do a community-wide survey like that. So to give people the opportunity to be able to have some sort of input there, that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it's a neat project to be part of just for that fact, for me.
You bet. Do you have an idea? Have the folks with Iowa State University's center there, have they given you an idea of what kind of response you might get?
You mean like
as far as numbers
go? Frame, or?
Yeah. Well, as far as numbers go, would you get 50%? Is that expected or something like that back in response rate?
Oh, basically what they said is that, you know, we have an identifiable group of people. It's a known group of people in our voter registration list. So I believe what their intention is to keep resurveying until we get the response level of at least 300. They didn't anticipate that we would probably need to do that. They thought we would get to the minimum threshold that they needed for responses in the first round, it sounded like to me. But I do know their plan is, if there is a shortfall in responses, to just basically keep doing it until we get the threshold met.
Sure. Well, so folks should look for that opportunity here coming real quick, probably the next few days or a week or so. They'll have an opportunity to participate that way. And then what will happen after that? Will there be a long process, or will things start to either happen or not happen very quickly?
I think that what will happen is we'll receive the survey results in, I'm guessing, 2 months. which will put us, you know, basically into the fall when nothing will happen. And I believe over the course of the next few months, depending on what those, if the results are positive, I believe we'll go into a you know, review of what we've already planned and see how it matches up with our results, and then also make adjustments as needed. If the survey doesn't indicate support for the project, it will just cease to move forward at that point.
Well, it certainly isn't going to be a surprise when folks see this, I assume, because you've been talking about it, sounds like, for a few years now in different ways about how to get something done. So this is not going to come as a shock. Yeah. Everybody will have probably some already formulated input on this.
Yeah, I believe you're correct. I believe there's lots of opinions out there already about this.
Okay, well, very good. Well, it's a great opportunity, again, for folks to have a say in what happens and what goes on down the road, the future of their community. Those folks in the Avoca area should look for that opportunity here very soon. Clint, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Best of luck with the project.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.